This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to the Corporate Buzz podcast, where we'll be giving you all the updates of what transpired in the corporate world this past week. To tell us more about everything, I have Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief Prince Thomas with me. Hi and welcome to the show, Prince.
Hi, Jerome. Thanks so much.
Prince, so let's begin with CG Power and Cox & Kings. I mean, they're in deep trouble.
Yes, especially because now that the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has asked the SFIO to start investigation. And this means that we're talking about serious fraud cases. Mm-hmm. And this usually happens after the MCA has done initial investigations and found that there is reason for it to go for further investigation. That means in both the cases, the MCA has found some reason for asking the SFIO to continue with the investigation. So surely, I think there would be more skeletons coming out. Okay. And here, we could even see, you know, the promoters of both the companies in CG Power and Cox and Kings, they could be called and there could be further investigations on this. Yes.
Okay. So, have they been accused of financial fraud, laundering money, or something like that?
Yes. So, in both the cases, the issues involved are a little similar. So, in CG Power, the whole thing is about diversion of funds into promoter entities.
Okay.
And in the case of Cox and Kings, again, we're talking about allegations about siphoning of funds.
Okay.
And companies saying that they don't have enough money to service the payment obligations that they had. Mm-hmm. So Cox & Kings defaulted. Okay. And it defaulted on amounts of like 100 crore, 150 crore, whereas the company had claimed that it has almost about 1,500, 1,800 in its coffers.
Oh.
So that's why it was very surprising and almost shocking that someone who's claiming so much money to be within the coffers is defaulting on such short amounts.
Right.
In the case of CG Power, it was very surprising because it seems the whole management was unaware of transactions that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we know, the management has been removed. And I guess sources tell us that there would be more action on that front too, in terms of who would be running the show at both Cox and Kings and CG Power.
Prince, thanks for telling us the background behind why CG Power and Cox and Kings are in trouble. Now, moving on to the IT sector, IT giant Infosys, their co-founder has said that, you know, even God can't change
the numbers.
Right. Quite surprising statement from, Nirikani there.
Yes, I think he wants to make it emphatically clear that, and it's like a message to the investors, because if you realize when the news first came out about the whistleblower's complaint, there was quite a reaction from the street and the stock went down and a lot of wealth got just wiped off. I think on Monday, all the call and the statement is an emphatic attempt to, you know, send a message that numbers are fine. Mm-hmm. The initial investigations that they have done have found no reason to cast a doubt. So that's why he brought in, invoked God and things like that. Okay. But interestingly, today, I think the SEBI chairman said that all that is fine, but our investigations are still on. Okay. You could ask Nandan or you can ask God. So it was pretty interesting retort to what the journalist asked. For surely, so the investigation by SEBI, investigation by the regulator in the US, those are still on. Even the internal investigations that were given to a law firm and also an EY, those are also still on. So we'll have to really wait for what those investigations find out.
Right.
But surely, I think Nandan talking about numbers being clean and saying that no fault should be found on the case of co-founders, I think it is more of a confidence building measure around the company.
Okay, Prince, moving on to the aviation sector, IndiGo has been in the news. It was there last week as well for placing a $33 billion order for aircraft, and now it has entered into a code share agreement with Qatar Airways. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, surely. So there's quite a history between Qatar Airways and IndiGo, and Qatar Airways CEO Akbar Albayker has been very public about his fondness for IndiGo, and forever he's been talking about wanting to take a stake in IndiGo.
Okay.
But surely the IndiGo co-founders have other ideas. And Qatar Airways has been very interested in India, because India being among the fastest growing aviation markets in the world, and Qatar itself facing a lot of trouble in its home market, because if you remember, there was this embargo against Qatar by its neighboring countries.
Right.
And that also impacted Qatar Airways. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, last FI also it reported quite a huge loss.
Okay.
So, it is seeing India as an attempt to recoup some of the amount, increase its market share and get more passengers.
Okay.
So, this code share is surely going to help Qatar Airways a lot. And also improve IndiGo's numbers too. I mean, it will get more traffic coming from the Middle East into India.
Okay. All right.
So that's a one-way code share agreement.
Right.
So surely it's an interesting thing. I think more interesting was what both sides had to say about Air India.
Okay. So can you tell us what did they say?
So the whole speculation was around that both of them may announce a joint bid for Air India.
Okay.
Or at least they would say that they are interested in.
Okay.
But CEO Al Baker was completely emphatic saying that he's not interested.
Oh.
Which is actually a bit of a setback for Air India, because like we had discussed before also on the corporate bus, Air India didn't get even one offer last year.
Right.
And now this year the government has been taking a lot of initial steps to make sure that the repeat doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Now even before the process starts, a prominent player in the aviation market saying that he's not interested is kind of a setback.
Right, right. Now let's move on to the insurance sector. Reliance Health. I think this is the first time that the IRDA has asked the company to discontinue insuring people.
Yeah, that's what I also thought, but I then checked with our colleague Saraswati and she said it's the second time.
Okay.
So it seems a similar order had come against Sahara for its health policies.
Okay.
But Sahara had appealed against the directive and it had managed to get it overturned.
Okay.
So this is the second instance of such.
Okay. So what's exactly happening? Why has rather IRDA been so, you know, hard on Reliance Health?
So IRDA has been raising concerns about the health of the company.
Okay.
Now, if you look at the regulations, now insurance companies are supposed to have a solvency margin of 150.
Okay.
Now Reliance Health, its solvency ratio is at 106 in June.
Okay.
Which is quite lower than 150 that is required.
Mm-hmm.
But that even fell to 77 in August,
mm-hmm.
which is half of what is required. And what also happened was that Reliance Health was looking for a new promoter, and that also didn't happen.
Okay.
So its ability to service a claim was under a serious question. And that's why RDA had to step in. Now, the issue would be for the customers. They may need clarifications about how this is going to impact the policies they had with Reliance Health.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's a setback.
All right, Prince. Thank you so much for all these updates.
Pleasure, Joe.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. In case you have any query and in case you want Prince to answer them, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.